Exclusive, Marjorie Taylor Greene, FBI holds two more informant files on Biden business, two more banks subpoenaed. By Wendell Hasebo on June 9, 2023. The FBI holds two more informant files on the Biden family's business ventures, triggering the House Oversight Committee on Friday to subpoena two more banks. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA, exclusively told Breitbart News. Greene, a member of the House Oversight Committee, said the FBI holds at least two more FD-1023 forms referenced in the FBI informant document reviewed by the committee Thursday. Greene expects the committee will work to review those forms next week. On Thursday, the committee viewed an FBI informant file that revealed the alleged existence of two pieces of evidence showing President Joe Biden received $5 million from Ukrainian energy company Burisma, committee Republicans told reporters. He requested it. He and Hunter Biden requested $5 million each, Greene said. Pay me $5 million, pay my father $5 million. And we will take care of your problems for you, Greene described the alleged request the Bidens made of Burisma. In 2015, Burisma was under suspicion of money laundering and public corruption. Prosecutor Viktor Shokin investigated the case before his termination due to pressure applied by then-Vice President Joe Biden, who threatened to withhold $1 billion in U.S. aid from Ukraine if the Ukrainian government did not fire the prosecutor investigating Burisma. In exchange for that, the informant file alleges, Joe Biden and Hunter Biden received $5 million each in small sums through separate bank accounts. Joe Biden bragged about the firing during a 2018 appearance at the Council of Foreign Relations. I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting the $1 billion. I said, you were not getting the billion. I'm going to be leaving here in, I think it was about 6 hours, Biden told the audience. I looked at them and said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor is not fired, you're not getting the money. Well, son of a bitch. He got fired. In connection with Biden's Burisma business deal, Greene told Breitbart News the House Oversight Committee issued two subpoenas Friday to compel information about the Biden's Ukrainian transactions. Before Friday, the committee subpoenaed at least four banks: Bank of America, Cathay Bank, JP Morgan Chase, and HSBC USA NA in one individual. We're giving out subpoenas for two more banks. And this has to do with bank accounts related to Ukraine. So, we're digging deeper into this, she said. We were hoping to find, you know, actual transactions that relate to this 1023 form. Greene described Thursday's inspection of the 1023 form. She told Breitbart News she took notes inside the secured area but had to leave the notes inside the secured room per FBI policy. Once she finished reviewing the documents and taking notes, she made a second batch of notes outside the secure area. But as soon as I filed my notes, it was really fresh in my mind, because I read it a couple times, she said. So I made my own notes separately, in a separate room, not in the SIF, but in a separate room. The form references two separate 1023 forms, she said, referring to two additional FD-1023 forms mentioned in the FBI informant document. It's on white paper, printed paper, 8x11 normal paper. It looks like just a report, she said. The form is written in chronological time, Greene continued. The date of the 1023 that I read yesterday is June 30, 2020. But it tells chronological order, starting in 2015, 2016. Greene believes the form is credible because the FBI believes the informant is credible. The informant is reportedly a highly credible FBI source with a history dating back to the Barack Obama administration. The FBI told us that they just think he's their best one, she said. Everything he hands over is true. Everything he hands over is valuable. Everything he hands over is accurate. In addition, Greene revealed the form indicated Hunter Biden's position on Burisma's board, in which he received about $80,000 per month, were monthly installments of a $5 million total cut owed Hunter Biden in the deal with his father. The reason why he was on the board, taking a ridiculous salary, and getting paid these side bribes was literally because his father is the Vice President of the United States. And Hunter and Joe Biden have a business partnership, where Hunter goes out and he does the groundwork, in order for his father to make the decisions and the policy changes for, to get payment. He's, Joe Biden, on a telephone call talking about it. He's on video in an interview talking about it, where he literally withheld the U.S. aid from Ukraine and demanded that they fire Viktor Shokin, Green said. And it happened. It happened. When a reporter questioned Joe Biden Thursday about the alleged $5 million payment, he jokingly responded, "Where's the money?" Follow Wendell Hussebo on Twitter @WendellHussebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.